Call or text 1-800-947-3979. Let's get to the Free Beer and Hot Mix Report. There was an Oryx, and I'll admit, as soon as I saw the headline, I thought, I don't know what that is. It said an Oryx on the loose, which told me it was an animal. So, Steve, you've drawn an Oryx. What did you?
I did, yeah.
What did you settle on?
Mine is a cube with wheels.
Okay.
Oryx.
It's an incredibly poor drawing, but that sounded like some sort of a monkey horse to me.
Okay, Alex really is holding it up.
That's a really good drawing.
Yeah, wow. I mean, you know.
A monkey horse.
Yeah.
All right, Maitland.
I tried to draw something kind of like a cow, and then I think I just drew a less cute cow than what I normally would draw.
It's got horns, too.
Okay. It's got horns and elf ears.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. I could see that.
Could be Tommy?
I drew it like the Pokemon Onyx, but I gave it arms so that it could use an oar.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
Kelly, one of them was kind of close, right?
I think Maitland's the closest.
You think so?
Howing's ears isn't pointy enough, but I think Maitland's pointy. Is the closest. Okay.
Like a pointy cow?
Y'all didn't do, it's not a cow.
Don't say they didn't do terrible. Steve did terrible, and yeah, Tommy drew a rockworm.
Hey. Yeah. Like, yeah. Howing's and Maitland didn't do terrible.
No, those two did great. Happy class.
Had you ever heard of this animal?
Never, not before in my life.
Nope, me neither. I might have drawn a box with wheels as well.
I would have never known had I not seen this story.
All right, here it is. This from Tennessee.
Now, an oryx is on the loose in Joelton. But what exactly is an oryx? Well, it's part of the antelope family.
Yeah, you can kind of tell by looking at it.
What the hell? That is a weird-looking animal.
The goat has to look at that and go, why did I get to be the devil?
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
Look at those horns.
That's pure devil.
So how in the world did it get here? Our Diana Rocco went to find out.
This is not an animal you see here in Middle Tennessee every day. In fact,
no kidding.
She sounds like a cartoon mouse.
Tennessee every day. In fact, it's native to Africa. So imagine the surprise when it darted out in Joelton.
I'm sorry, Diana, could you put Ratatouille on the phone, please?
This is the Oryx. Lance Carter had to slam on the brakes to avoid hitting earlier this week in the early morning hours on his way to work in Joelton.
And on the right side of the road, sticking out of the woods, was the back end of an animal at the time I thought was like a really big goat, but I didn't know what it was. I've never seen anything like it before.
Would you low-key freak out if you saw that?
Yeah. Those horns are huge.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you got to make sure he goes last at the pinata party.
Yeah, right. That thing's got two swords on its head. I'm running or climbing a tree or something.
Yeah, the horns on this thing are completely straight.
Perfect V-shape.
Like 2.5 or 3 feet long.
Yeah, good for stabbing.
I mean, oh boy, you're not kidding.
Stabbing and ring toss. That's the only thing those are for.
So scary.
He was in a remote area off Old Marrowbone Road across from Beeman Park when he got out and started taking pictures. After posting...
Wait, he got out of his car? There's zero chance I'd get out of my car if I saw that thing.
No, that thing could pierce armor.
Them to Facebook, others commented that they had seen it too. Carter now believes it may have escaped a nearby exotic animal farm.
You think? Oh, maybe. I mean, it's possible, but it might just be on vacation too to see the Titanic Museum.
Yeah.
Wasn't this in the same area? Remember the zebra that was on the loose last year?
Oh, yeah. And running around. It was running for days.
Yeah, all those videos of it just like sprinting down the side of the road, and then they eventually like tranquilized it, and then they
threw a net over it, right?
They like helicopter lifted it back to its farm. Yeah.
I didn't know what to think. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a couple of years ago people were talking about the zebras that were roaming around.
Who are you, Steve?
Yeah.
That was roaming around Nashville, and you know, I just saw this wild animal, never seen it before in my life.
Last June, a pet zebra named Ed was on the loose for more than a week in Rutherford County. Ed was captured after 8 days and then returned to his owner.
God, that zebra running around was awesome.
It was just trotting through a neighborhood.
That shit happened all the time.
We've reached out to several local and state agencies over these sightings. It turns out these animals are perfectly legal to own here in Tennessee. It is not yet clear if the oryx has been found. In Davidson County, I'm Diana Rocco.
I feel another big hunt coming on, man. We got an oryx watch.
And like all states, Tennessee has laws on what kind of animals you can and cannot own. Class 1 animals cannot be kept as pets. That includes big cats like lions, large primates like gorillas and chimps, large mammals including bears and elephants, crocodiles and alligators, and all venomous snakes and amphibians. Now, you are allowed to own Class 2 animals. You see the list right here. You need a permit from the Tennessee Wildlife.
Foxes, raccoons. You can keep a bobcat, coyotes, skunks, wild elk.
These animals are generally native to the states. Foxes, raccoons, bobcats, coyotes, skunks, wild elk.
She struggled
with
that.
You cannot own a white-tailed deer, black bears, or wild turkeys. You don't need a permit to own Class 3.
It's Wikipedia. Okay, that's enough. We don't need that.